Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While volcanoes are among the most destructive forces on the planet, they also have the ability to preserve what they destroy. David Lentz, professor of biological sciences at the University of Cincinnati, reveals how a cataclysmic eruption is expanding our knowledge of how the Maya utilized natural resources.
The Seren site in central El Salvador is a unique archaeological find because of the extraordinary preservation of plant remains and other artifacts. The site is unique because most archaeological sites in the human tropics are plagued by poor preservation, especially in regard to plant materials. Typically, plant tissues just rot quickly, but Seren is different. Sometimes referred to as the Pompeii of Central America, this small Maya village was covered with volcanic ash around AD 590 and has been a treasure trove of information about ancient Maya agriculture and plant use practices. The site was discovered by accident in the late 1970s when the Salvadoran government was building a silo complex and came across one of the ancient houses. The antiquity and archaeological value of the site was recognized by Dr. Payson Sheets, now project director. I have had the good fortune of being the paleoethnobotanist for the Seren project. My job is to examine and identify all of the ancient plant remains that are found during the excavations. Working at Seren is so exciting because all of the plants the people of the village were using are still there, exactly where they left them when the Loma Caldera volcano erupted. The occupants of the village escaped, but they left all of their worldly goods behind. The value of this discovery is that we not only know what plants they were using for food, medicine, house construction, and so forth, but we also know how they were growing their food, how they prepared it, how they served it, and how they stored it. Seren serves as an excellent model for interpreting agricultural practices at other Maya sites because the knowledge gained from Seren allows an unprecedented understanding of the ancient Maya agricultural system and the plants they used.
That was David Lentz of the University of Cincinnati. You can find this and more information on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.